Coach, will we see Jacob Trouba make his debut here tonight?
Yeah, Jake's in the lineup tonight.
What has he done over the last couple of days to, you know, get him an opportunity to be in here?
Just worked on his hands and his feet, try to get him back up to speed. But he needs to get into a game, you know, to get right up. The game's different this year than in past. It is faster. So you do a lot of video and you can do a lot of short area drills, but eventually you got to get on the ice and play a game.
Where are you starting him and what are you hoping to see from him?
Going to play him on defense. Hoping to see a real good game.
Okay. No hints on who he might play with at the beginning?
Oh, he's going to play with a bunch of guys.
Left and right?
We're only going to send him out with a right-hand stick. We'll tell you that.
Okay. Who will we see between the pipes?
Hutchie's playing.
Is his last performance in this building add to his own confidence coming into this one?
Well, I hope so. I've never put a whole lot of stock into because a guy's played a good game against a certain team, but Hutch a real good battler in the net, and we found with Colorado there seems to be a fair amount of net scrum, so style-wise we think it sets up well for him, and he's played well in some games, so he deserves to get back in the net.
Paul, your club won in sort of two different ways. What do they need to do to keep that streak going tonight?
Be able to do that, right? That was a real important game for us last game because we didn't like our start, and it was a great education for the different styles of hockey and the different styles of game that you have to prepare and that you do have to make adjustments in this league to what the opponent their game. And it took us 20 minutes to figure that out. I thought we were pretty good in the second and then very, very good in the third period. So a learning process for so many of these guys and for the entire group. First time this team's ever played together. So they're learning those things. We are, as I've said before, with our schedule going on and the people that were out, we have to get maximum performance from just about the entire bench here to win hockey games. And in stretches of every game, I think we've had that. We want to keep those stretches where the other team controls the play. And in every NHL game, the other team will control the play at times. Limit the damage, cut down on the frequency and the intensity of those.
Numbers-wise, what have you liked from Dano's game? He's got 3 points in the five that he's been involved with, but what stands out for you?
So I wouldn't take it as a number, but he is, and this is a general term, he is on the puck as well as anybody. When you look at one-on-one battles where the puck is in doubt, or even if the other team has the puck, the number of times that we can either contest that puck and keep it there or gain possession, he's fantastic at it. He's on the puck. He's got a real heavy stick, so that just means that when he's leaning on somebody with his stick or he gets to the front of the net, somehow he seems to come up with those plays. So that's a real important theme for our team, for the style of game that we want to play, and he has that in his toolbox, and he does it very well.
He's also talked about getting under the opponent's skin and how he sort of embraced that element. What does that mean for a club to have that where you can have
Yeah, I think... He doesn't do it by talking, and he's not a dirty player. Like the power play goal that we scored the other night came right off a hit to Ben, and that was a clean hit along the wall on the power play. I think maybe he gets under people's skin because he's a smaller in height, and they might underestimate his stability on the ice. His strength low is very, very good, so he's hard to play against. When the puck is in your area and you're fighting with Marco for that puck, you got a good challenge on your hand. So, yeah, he will get under your skin because he's not easy to play against, and we value that here.
What have you seen from Kopp since moving him to the left side?
We always felt last year that there was a little bit more offense there. There was some playmaking and there was some shooting ability. We also felt that he was very, very conscientious in his own end. Like, you go through the entire year and you wouldn't have a handful of clips to show him where he made a glaring mistake. He's very conscientious. Getting him to the wing takes some of the pressure off him in terms of being conscientious about his game. There's just not as much to do on the wing as there is at center ice. And we see it kind of freeing up his game to make plays. But he hasn't lost any of his defense-first mentality. He understands that that's a bigger minute role than he's used to, and he's rising to that challenge.
What's impressed you most about Josh Morrissey to start this?
Well, his consistency. He was a great example. He didn't love his first period last night, but he found a way to get better and stronger. His stick, it's funny because the things that I worried most about Josh in his early years, early training camps, the things that I thought he might struggle with in the NHL have become his strengths. I mean, he, on breakouts, on dump pucks to his corner, on battles down low, he's as good as anybody we have in our lineup right now.
How many rookies do you think challenge a guy in a 3-on-1 the way he did yesterday?
only ones that have a real good awareness of their stick in that position on the ice. I mean, that's what he's good at. His anticipations defensively have been very, very strong. We know there's going to be some offense there, but we got lots of time for that to come out when he's playing as well as he is. You know, playing defense is about experience, a lot of it, minutes on the ice, playing against different kinds of opponents. And because he's been so good there, for a guy that would probably have on his resume, I'm an offensive defenseman, and we believe it's there, he's going to get lots of chance to play because he's so solid in his own end.